This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
There's a very hot trend in the wine drinking world. And if you're feeling just a little bit trendy yourself, then what I'm about to share with you will burst your conventional wine drinking bubble. More after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
For centuries now, we've saved bubbles for special occasions. You know, champagne, sparkling wine, Prosecco, and cava. But I've had many a conversation with sparkling winemakers who find it downright insulting that their wines are reserved for before or after the meal, but not for the meal itself. Well, much to the jubilation of winemakers who make most of their dough during holidays and wedding season, bubbles have gone mainstream, and a flood of fizziness is taking the market by storm. Sparkling wine and champagne is now one of the fastest-growing categories in the wine retail world, as more and more wine drinkers get excited about effervescence. For reasons that are unclear, wine drinkers who want to really impress their dinner guests are turning on the bubble machine and are keeping it on until after dinner. Then, those who care to be really daring serve a sparkler with a sweet hint or rosé tint for dessert. Not only has champagne and sparkling wine gone mainstream, it is now more affordable and higher in quality than ever before. So if you really want to celebrate something, why not toast the emergence of effervescence at the dinner table? This is David Wilson, Uncorked.